Brad is on the line. Hi, Brad. How you doing?
I am, and I am knowing that you are.
You're knowing correctly. So I thought this fantastic title, I confess, for the first time, I don't think that you finished this piece of work. Is it blasphemy or simple truth, Being Jesus, part 13?
Does it seem incomplete to you?
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something missing. I don't know. There's like a ribbon or a bow required. You know, it's kind of like you wrapped up, you presented this nice present, and I'm not sure that there's a conclusion drawn here. It just seems kind of like a transit. I'm in transition. I'm waiting to land. I'm circling the airport.
Hey, guess what?
What?
We get to finish it together.
Okay, I'm in. That sounds like an interesting process. Do I have to write?
Nope. You're just going to have to identify where you're missing, what you're missing.
Okay, well, when I read the highlights, or especially the points that you've got bolded in this article about your conversation with Dad, and I get it, and I understand that there is no separation, and I also understand that I frequently forget that, and that would fit into my classification of the real definition of sin is forgetting that connection. And also, I remember we did a similar article a while ago about your introduction, or about your experience on Sugar Beach as well. So I'm not sure what you're trying to get across to me here. I'm missing the point. Can you help me with that?
You're missing the point.
Yeah.
What's the title?
Is it blasphemy or simple truth? Where's the? I don't understand what would be blasphemy.
That's why it's not finished for you.
Oh, okay. Because when I listened to the thing, that fantastic mantra that God gave you, I don't see where there's blasphemy. Is that what you're referring to? That some people might refer to as blasphemy? They might think that that's blasphemous. I am in and of the will of God. Your presence and power are upon me. If I read some of the Psalms, doesn't David pray like that?
When I am aware that I need to continually come back to the people because they worship Jesus, and I think one of my first statements in the article was what I started to say aloud when I was reading it yesterday. I mean, when I was writing it and hearing it. Before there was, you know, ever was a Jesus Christ, I am. And I just know that some of our readers will think that's blasphemy.
Oh, okay. Perhaps the ones that count themselves as separate from God or disconnected somehow. But I don't even know how a Christian could arrive at that thought because, well, there's so much dialogue about oneness and Christ within and all that sort of stuff. How can somebody find that blasphemous? I mean, maybe a Jew would find that blasphemous. I don't know that we have any Jewish readers. I think most of them are liberated Christians.
Well, maybe we're back to a problem we've had before.
What's that?
We need to tear up the article and I need to rewrite it.
Well, I never got that.
Oh.
So, did you pray and that's what you got? Tear it up and throw it away?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe you need to suggest something different. Because you're suggesting that you saying I am is blasphemy. And I guess somebody called you up and said, hey, Brad, or they sent you a death threat or called you a blasphemer because you said I am before there ever was a Jesus Christ I am. So somebody said that, or is that what spurred the blasphemy comment on? Because I don't see anything blasphemous here. I don't get it. Maybe I just don't know what blasphemy is. I thought blasphemy was when you rejected the Spirit of God.
Well, that's Christian doctrine.
Okay, so what is blasphemy then? I don't get. Help me out. What's blasphemy?
Let's see. I would almost have to go to a dictionary definition to tell you what it really is. I know what I think blasphemy is, but...
Okay, well, let's go with that, then. That's fair. I don't need a dictionary definition. What do you think blasphemy is?
I think blasphemy is when you speak disrespectfully about the deity that most people refer to as God.
Speak disrespectfully about or to or in reference to or...
I am so glad I went ahead and looked up a dictionary. Guess what it says? Impious utterance or action concerning God or sacred things. That's number one. And now it's interesting that you brought up Jews or Judaism, because in Judaism it's an act of cursing or reviling God. Holy mackerel. Here's another one. This is interesting. The pronunciation of the tetragrammaton, the YHVH in the original now forbidden manner, instead of using a substitute pronunciation such as Abba. Oh, wait a minute. Look at in that number three says theology, the crime, mind you, of assuming to oneself the rights or qualities of God.
Oh, you blasphemer.
Yeah, by saying I am, yeah. Or your irreverent behavior toward anything held sacred, priceless, etc. He uttered blasphemies against life itself.
Okay, so that's pretty broad. Wow. And it sounds very subjective, too. It depends on who's viewing the act of blaspheming. Well, it's certainly, by that definition, you are a blasphemer. Oh, I can't believe I even talked to you, you filthy, disgusting blasphemer.
Look. Well, now you're engaging in blasphemy.
No, I'm not. I'm just calling a spade a spade.
Okay. So, back to the title.
Okay, I get it.
Oh, do you?
Sure, I understand why some people would find that offensive. You bet.
Okay. But it's being Jesus, because this is what, this is the whole thing, is being Jesus and saying before there was an Abraham, or I'm taking it to its ultimate, before there was a Jesus Christ, I am, would be blasphemous, would it not, to a lot of people?
Well, sure, I guess, and especially if they hadn't read parts 1 through 12 of your Being Jesus series. There's dialogue in there that we're talking about Jesus the man.
Well, that is blasphemy to a lot of people. Because if you go back to the definition, one of the definitions we just read, let's see, sacred things, impious utterance or action concerning God or sacred things, I'm being blasphemous when I make a reference to a seeming equality with Jesus by saying, before there was a Jesus Christ, I am.
But, and we've had this conversation already, good teacher.
Yeah, right.
We've had this conversation, good teacher, in which, if you were anything like Jesus Christ, you would respond to me, why do you call me good? There's only one good.
Exactly.
That's your Father in heaven. So the same guy who said, I am, also said, why do you call me good? So he identified himself as separate in that moment. Was he blaspheming, or was he rejecting God or sinning when he said that? Or was he making a point?
I think most Christians would say that he was making a point. And the point that most Christians think he was making, I disagree with vehemently.
Okay, what do you think most Christians think? What's their point?
Is that he was making himself equal with God.
Okay. This is a context sort of thing. I mean, when Jesus said, before Abraham, Isaac was, I am.
Yep.
Okay, and so who was speaking? Right, again, it's context. And who was he speaking to? Well, he was speaking to a bunch of religious Jews. And so, to them, that was blasphemy, right?
Absolutely.
And so to those same religious Jews, when you say it, it's just as blasphemous, blasphemous. The only people who are going to find that blasphemous are the same religious Jews who put lots of effort into getting rid of Jesus. And Jesus identified those guys too, murderers, and said that their father was the destroyer of worlds.
Well, you see, I draw a parallel between the Christian right of today and the religious Jews of Jesus' day who sought to have him killed.
Oh, blasphemer. I wonder if there's a cross already put together for you.
You know, you have not wanted to discuss any part of the book form that I'm putting together about being Jesus until it gets closer to the time that we release the book.
I'd prefer to.
Yeah. And but I do make a point in the introduction, and I've had such a very crazy response. All I mean by being Jesus is having the same connection with the ultimate source that he had. And that's what he wants us to have. It's so clear in what he said, everything he taught. You know? If you believe enough, you'll do the same things that you've seen me do.
Okay, so some people think you're a blasphemer, and some people think that you're out there on the front edge of thinking. That's all right, isn't it?
Again?
Yeah. And so the truth is it blasphemy or simple truth? Well, it's probably somewhere in between, depending on your perspective when you're looking at it. Or it could be anywhere along the spectrum. Again, depending on when you're looking at it from.
Yeah.
I don't personally think it's blasphemy to say, I am. How else do you acknowledge your oneness with God? How else would you do that? You could say, namaste.
Well, let me ask you something. Have we brought a conclusion to the article for you?
I am. It's concluded for me, absolutely. I get it. You are a blasphemer. And quite frankly, Brad, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
And so I was waiting for a tie there because I didn't see the blasphemy. I kept looking for this blasphemy part, it's not finished because I haven't seen you blaspheme yet. But it turns out that I just didn't know the definition of blasphemy. And you certainly are, according to the dictionary version of blasphemy. Sure, yeah, you're a blasphemer. And if somebody wants to call you that, if it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. But I don't think it does. So, great article. Keep blaspheming.
Are you saying we're finished?
Way to blaspheme, brother! We can be finished. I'm clear. This is fantastic. And I can see how some people would be deeply offended by what you're saying here, and some people would consider you a blasphemer, and others would say, well, this is simple and obvious truth. And if you haven't arrived at this truth yet, don't worry. You will if you keep pursuing and knocking and asking. You'll get there.
So you're saying it that you approve.
Hey, well done, Brad. Good article.
So it's at this point I get to say, hey, thanks for the call, man.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.